Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With FastGrowingTrees' 30-day Alive and Thrive Guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
You see this tie I have with a shamrock on it? This was given to me by one of these guys right here. Was a hell of a rugby player, and they beat the hell out of the Black and Tans. Oh God! But it was when you were at a Soldier Field, wasn't it? The game?
Chicago.
And after it was all over, he gave my brother, allegedly for me, but if it wasn't, I still took it. I still got the tie. I wore it with great pride. And so, thank you
Black
all.
Black and Tans, huh? I was just waiting. Waiting for the mess up. I was waiting for it. Waiting to see what it was going to be. Because I knew that it just wasn't going to, it wasn't going to go off without a hitch. I knew it. He said that. Everyone kind of just sort of, you know, the media just sort of ignored it. I mean, that's one heck of a gaffe to have. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. Thank God. Dana Lash here with you. You can listen coast to coast as well. You can also watch the simulcast, channel 347, DirecTV, etc. All kinds of stuff. And the visit the president has to Ireland, we talked about yesterday that he brought his son over there, which I don't, is so weird to me that he is over there. And apparently, it just seems in such bad form. But it is what it is. But that speech that he was giving, he was at, he made remarks at university, met with folks in Belfast, and then they had, he went to, I had pictures of people outside of a pub, but he was talking about, I guess, somewhat related distant cousins. I don't even know how this, he's related to this guy who plays rugby. And he was saying that, oh yeah, he was actually talking about a New Zealand rugby team, and they're called the All Blacks, and he somehow mixed that up with the segment of recruited soldiers for the Irish, you know, the militarized, you know, a bunch of constables. They recruited them. They were militarized police, essentially, during, you know, the Irish War of Independence. Pretty brutal. And he, I don't know how you mix him up with that, but he did. And he just went on his day. I mean, I don't, okay. All right. Whew. When does he leave? Is this going to be is this his last gaffe over there? Because, I mean, we still got time. We still have time. All right. So I had to, I could not stop just laughing over that yesterday. Golly. So there's new developments in this story about the leak. I don't know if you've seen some of this. So the Washington Post has their speculation. Apparently, these are all the documents with regards to honestly, I think this leak is a nothing burger. I think there's no information really in here that it just seems all pretty obvious. Honestly, I mean, everyone sits here and acts like, oh, it's the worst thing since Edward Snowden. And I kept going over all the, you know, everything that they said that came out of these leaks. And I'm just trying to figure out how that's so. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you want this stuff leaked, but I mean, come on. There were some serious things that were in the Snowden thing that were put out there, including troop movement in Afghanistan. One of the stuff that came out was, the Wagner Group, they were trying to buy weapons from a NATO member. Who is shocked by this? Literally nobody. If anyone is shocked by this, then I don't think they've been paying attention to anything that's been going on. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I feel, not that I wanted there to be something sensational, but I feel entirely let down from what is in the leaked documents and to compared to what has actually been reported. Don't you agree, Kane?
Yeah,
because you've seen this stuff.
Yeah, I have seen it. I don't really know what to make of it. Like, I looked through all the pictures and I'm like, okay, unless I have some other rudimentary knowledge that would help me connect the dots on what all of it means, it doesn't really mean much to me.
Nor I. The Washington Post wrote this story. They said that the leaker is supposedly, because it had to be somebody kind of high up, or at least that had, you know, pretty, I guess, difficult to obtain credentials, because this was top secret stuff. So the Washington Post says that the leaker is basically this lonely young man and a firearms enthusiast, and he was part of a chat room with a couple dozen people on Discord. And they shared their love of firearms and military gear, etc. And it was an interview with the leaker's friend, who was apparently part of the group. But he told the Post, the friend told the Post, that he was not going to reveal the identity of the alleged leaker or their location to authorities. Then why even talk? Why even talk then? I just think this, so what's the point? You want to come out and try to get a little shine and be like, hey, yeah, well, I know who he is. He's this blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to tell you any. Shut up. So the... I think it's funny that it's on Discord. I feel like they're going to come try to crack down on Discord. It's the platform that gamers use, and everybody gets together, and they, you know, I swear, I feel like, you know, all of that is, I don't trust a single thing. I'm not even convinced that this isn't a Fed boy. I don't even know, because I trust nothing. They said that the leaker went by the moniker OG and was posting messages to Discord last year referencing military jargon, the Post reported. And then the leaker posted messages in which he appeared to transcribe classified info from U.S. documents. And apparently they were near verbatim transcripts from the classified intel documents that he had said that he brought from home from his job on a military base, which the member declined to identify. He said he spent at least some of his day inside a secure facility that prohibited cell phones, etc. No idea how he got him out of the skiff then. He said that the documents were posted as a pandemic refuge, particularly for teen gamers locked in their houses and cut off from their real-world friends. The server that he controlled, where those documents were posted, it was like this refuge for everybody. So he that's where he posted them there. And then a spokesperson for Discord said that the company is cooperating with law enforcement, didn't decline further. I'm sure that the media is going to aggravate them six ways to Sunday. You know, I mean, they're very interested in this because it reflects badly upon Democrats, but they're not going to find out anything, you know, leaked about, you know, Supreme Court justice. Still don't have that manifesto, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, it's like, for instance, shocker, the New York Times publishes this breathlessly. New leaked documents show broad infighting among Russian officials. Also, today is a day that ends in Y. I mean, where's the... For all the talk about, because I don't know. I just feel like they're going to try to, yes, leaking's bad and there's going to be consequences for it. But I feel like they're trying to shape a narrative here already. Or it could be that I'm cynical, I hate everyone, and I trust nothing related to Washington, D.C., right? I mean, it really just kind of wows me here. I feel like they're trying to create this narrative. Oh, well, he's a lonely young man on Discord, and he's a firearms enthusiast. They're gamers on Discord, lonely young firearms enthusiasm and military base. And then shocker, broad infighting amongst Russian intelligence officials, broad infighting between the Wagner Group and Russian officials. Oh my gosh, we're spying on allies. Well, we always have done that. Every 10 years or so, a story like this comes out and everyone grabs their pearls in D.C. Honestly, we need to give out Emmys and Oscars for some of this. So I don't know. I'm like looking at this and it just seems, I don't know. I just feel like there's a narrative being set up here. With the Washington Post, they're saying, oh, it's a mysterious Discord room leader. It's not a foreign spy. It's a chat host. He curated this cult of personality as a moderator for this chat room. Golly. What gets me is, how long did this discussion go on before anybody was like, hey, FBI, There's some classified stuff here. How long did it go on, you think, before somebody said anything? Because, I mean, this was... Well, he apparently was, like, quoting them verbatim before he even posted the stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's, I mean, at least that's what Washington Post reported. I don't know. Lorraine says 4chan blames the leaker, who is a CIA guy, who got mad when he got beat in a video game. Please let it be. Actually, I pray that it started like this, because that is just the stupid cherry on top of the stupid sundae that is the season of spring in the United States this year. Of course, you know, it is 4chan also. And didn't they, like, trick women into shaving their heads at one point? Remember? Yeah. And the Tide Pod thing came from them, too. All the bad stuff and most hysterical stuff comes from that. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it could be any one thing. It could be. I mean, I just don't think it's like, it's just, I'm not freaking out about it, because all of this stuff is stuff we basically assumed anyway. So, I don't know. And apparently, the other thing that they reported, too, is that the group didn't leak any material into other areas for a long time. And they said that the moderator, this dude, demanded full engagement on the material. He wanted secrecy, which is funny. It sounds like he has a God complex in a way. And that's how he was kind of running, you know, but apparently he had people going back to that Discord chat. So I don't know. So this is not the first time that this has happened, like, in this manner. Apparently the Washington Post had, back in August of last year, there was a chat group called War Thunder, where something like this, like, they had some, and it wasn't very damaging either, the stuff that came out. But what I think the bigger thing here is not that I don't think that the stuff leaked is earth shattering, but how it was able to be obtained, removed from a secure area, and then posted online. That's the bigger thing. But I think they're probably going to be too busy, like, sharing trying to develop their narrative on this. I mean, it's a young dude who's, like, an adult dude who has a job on a military base, and he's hanging out with teens on chat rooms. Jiminy Christmas. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, stupid cherry on this stupid sundae. Also, one of the other things that we've been discussing, the Democrats are demanding that Dianne Feinstein step down. She did say that they're trying to seek a replacement for her on the Judiciary Committee. They want her to step down. And she announced that she's been under pressure to resign. And she's now seeking a replacement on the Judiciary. They've been calling on her to resign. Ro Khanna, a bunch of other Democrats, they're saying that she apparently is, you know, there, she's not up to the job, et cetera, et cetera. But don't you dare ask them about John Fetterman. Shut up. She's not up to the job. She doesn't have the ability mentally. She doesn't know where she is. Don't say anything about John Fetterman. It's not the same. I had someone who I'm sure was not just a random, stupid, you know, hot take rando on Twitter say that they had a kidney out and they were back and recovered. He's recovered now, guys, because having a kidney out is the same thing as having a stroke, a serious one that completely severely impairs your cognitive function. But, you know, yeah, same thing. Randall's on Twitter said so, Kane.
All right. Must be true.
By the way, if you've seen me be a super jerk on Twitter lately, it's because I mean it.
Never questioned it.
Yeah. Some people are just, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just scratching this itch just because you're so annoying. That's all. All right. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to get into. I got a couple of emails about, you know, you should take the leak more seriously. What is the earth shaking thing in here? What is it? Right? Oh, Russians are fighting with each other. We're spying on allies. We've already all, you know, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I'm not freaking out about it. Black Rifle Coffee Company set out on a mission to make the best cup of coffee that's ever hit your mug. And I think they've hit that mission straight on. Their dream has been to sell enough premium coffee to build a support network for veterans, first responders, and law enforcement. And thanks to your support, that dream has come true. Black Rifle Coffee is roasted by a veteran-led team of brilliant coffee graders who work tirelessly to roast and bag the highest quality coffee here in America. And the coffee is truly one of a kind and my favorite. Your support has helped Black Rifle Coffee Company expand their team of active duty service members, veterans, and veteran family members, and they were able to donate over 120,000 bags of coffee to veterans and first responders in 2022. Visit blackriflecoffee.com/Dana and use my code Dana at checkout for 20% off your purchase and your first coffee club order. That's blackriflecoffee.com/Dana. Use code Dana and also look for Black Rifle Coffee in grocery and convenience stores. Black Rifle Coffee, America's coffee.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, another thing to be freaked out about in nature. Experts are sounding alarm over rare tick-borne infection, dubbed Lyme disease deadly cousin. Everything is its deadly cousin, and that's now spreading in several U.S. states and killing 1 in 10 sufferers. It's called the Powassan? Powassan? Probably not that. Virus. Some days it's a feeling, isn't it? Can be transferred just 15 minutes after the tick latches on. There's nothing for the condition. It can kill you. So what are we supposed to do? Burn all the things? Like they said it's in northeastern America. Of course it is. It's near the Beltway, guys. Wouldn't you know? And I don't understand why we have to have those. Why do they exist? Right? I mean, that was always the thing when you were a kid, you'd be running out, you know, especially if you live in a rural area, you're running out and you got to get checked, every time when you come back in. It's weird. It's called the Powassan or Powassan virus, whichever. I prefer the latter. So we're all going to die. We better burn it out, burn all the grass and everything. I don't know. Let's see. This is crazy. Did you hear about the dairy farm explosion? A dairy farm! Like, how does a dairy farm blow up like this? Deadliest barn explosion in U.S. history obliterates 18,000 cows. There are charred cattle carcasses all over, worth $36 million. A Texas dairy farm, grim images. It was a burned out milking mega shed, the South Fork Dairy in Dimmitt. Worst farm fire that monitors have ever seen. There was a worker who was trapped inside. He was rescued. Local residents are concerned about the after effects that the blast is going to have on the economy. They said it was a suspected methane explosion. They're still investigating it. Animal Welfare Institute says it's the deadliest. I mean, these animals were $2,000 each, so the total cost of cattle is $36 million. It is so awful. Oh, my gosh. That's sad. Oh, crazy weather. Man, Fort Lauderdale, all my friends that are down in that area, Fort Lauderdale International Airport's going to remain closed until Friday morning. The runway's literally underwater. They had 20 inches of rain in like a second. It's crazy. So they're dealing with a lot of flooding. Stay with us. We got more in store. If you're a bacon lover, today is your day. So whether alongside your eggs for breakfast, on a BLT, or wrapped around a filet, bacon is free for a year at Good Ranchers. Subscribe to get 24 ounces of Applewood smoked bacon added to each delicious box for a year. That's over $200 worth of bacon free. This is 100% American, high-quality bacon sourced from local farms with no added hormones or antibiotics. To subscribe, simply find your perfect box in the Good Ranchers curated selection of pasture-raised meat and wild-caught seafood. Select the frequency that works best for you, and then enjoy fewer trips to the meat aisle and more flavor at dinner. As long as you stay subscribed, your price will never increase. That's the Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee. Subscribe today at goodranchers.com for free bacon in every box for a year. Use code Dana to get an additional $20 off your first order. Get the best meat America has to offer. Visit goodranchers.com. That's goodranchers.com, code Dana. Good Ranchers. Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Between Twitter, Facebook, or any of your social media, there's a lot of information out there. That's why your lovable curmudgeon is here to help you make sense of it all. Live or on demand, The Dana Show.
This conservative sheriff says that law saves lives. look, Grady Judge is a great sheriff in our state, but on the implication about protecting constitutional rights, that's where he and I disagree. Like I said, if there is a process upon which people have to go and adjudicate their mental health first before their property is taken away from them, that's one thing, but that's not what risk protection orders do. Risk protection orders take away your property, and then you have to go to court to get your property back. That is a fundamental taking under the United States Constitution. That's why I believe that the actual taking of property is unconstitutional.
I'm telling you what, Byron Donalds is GOAT right there. That is epic. And he is absolutely right. He's talking to Jake Tapper about this. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. And as always, can find out, get more stuff over at the newsletter, Substack, Chapter and Verse. So Byron Donalds was on with, he was talking to Jake Tapper about the red flag stuff that Bill Lee, who is a Republican governor in Tennessee, has been wanting to propose. He wants to propose he wants the state legislature to pass red flag laws instead of an executive order. He did an executive order on what they called strengthening background checks, which doesn't do anything. But he's pushing the legislature to pass red flag laws, which we talked about yesterday, completely worthless. They don't work. They're only about seizing firearms in an ex parte process, meaning you don't know. They seize the firearms, they render a penalty, they obliterate your due process protections, and then they don't actually do anything about the dangerous individual who's just left there. Byron Donalds is exactly right. And Jake Tapper was trying to use Sheriff Grady Judd to I guess drive a wedge, and Donalds wasn't having it. He's like, no, he can have his opinion. But I disagree with him. And I do, too, because there's no evidence to show that they work. And there's also a multitude of ways. And again, as I said yesterday, I know the ways because I have people to whom I am incredibly close. And I've watched two different families go through this process and each took a different route. So don't tell me that it can't be done because I've seen it. It's just people don't do it is the issue. I don't mean to sound ignorant, but they don't. And not exercising a pathway that is available to you doesn't mean that the option doesn't exist. And everyone else shouldn't have to give up an enumerated right, which is what a due process protection is. We should not have, the rights that we're talking about are rights that pre-exist the creation of the Constitution, which merely affirmed them. So that's not up for discussion. Okay, these things are not up for discussion. Speech, the ability to defend yourself, etc. And in our republic, we are afforded due process protections. And he's exactly right here. You know, these people, the other thing about this Louisville thing, because we're finding out more and more about it, and I mentioned this yesterday, and our contributor over at Chapter and Verse is going to have a very good piece about this that I'm going to send out later today. Because I keep seeing these headlines. He was under the care of mental health professionals, He was being treated for depression and anxiety at the time. He had no history of anger, et cetera, et cetera. They were unaware that he had a rifle. They said they're not a gun family. So what does that have to do with evil? I don't like the way this is being reported because it makes it sound like everyone who deals with depression or anxiety is a ticking time bomb. And what a great idea to get people to discourage them from getting treatment for issues by portraying them like this. I just, I don't think that we know enough about this to render a decision on it. That's the thing. Something happened. We're either not being told something or something insane happened. I don't know. But you don't have to be mentally ill to be evil, and not people. And don't write off evil as a mental illness. They are two separate, distinct things. One has nothing to do with the other. But the left is trying to very cleverly make that seem less so. This is why we need to have people who are able to defend themselves. The bank was a gun-free zone. The officers responded so fast. And I think, what, a four-minute battle with cops? A firefight, and then he was neutralized. He's killed. I got to tell you, the police chief there, Louisville police chief, got a lot of respect for her. She's the interim police chief. She ought to be police chief permanently. I got a lot of respect for her because she has not gotten sensational. She has not gotten political. She has praised her officers. She has been even keeled. She has been just spot on with how she's handled this stuff. A lot of respect for her. A lot of respect for Byron Donalds for holding the line there. You know how easy it is to cave on stuff? I'll never forget the Parkland Town Hall where I had to sit there with Scott Israel. And it's funny because I was going through old photos and video. One of my kids is graduating high school, and I had to go through all the photos for their senior slideshow and all of this. And I was looking back at, you know, all through all of these old files that I had, because I saved so much. And I came across the videos that people had sent me and others had gotten of people screaming, burn her, and all of that stuff. You know, that the media said didn't happen until I published the videos on it. Very distinctly, you can hear it. Cussing me up one side and down the other. And I remember at that Parkland Town Hall, before I went out there, and we were, I don't know if you want to say backstage because it was in an arena. We were in one of, like, I guess the rooms that's, you know, off, I don't know what it was. I don't know how to describe it. And they had it catered. It was real weird. You had the Jeff Zucker come in and, like, walk around greeting everyone like it was a Hollywood production. And Marco Rubio they had lawmakers sitting up on stage. It's interesting. My husband inadvertently was sat next to Ted Deutch when all this stuff was happening. And Ted Deutch was screaming bitch at me. He was calling me a bitch and yelling at me. Elected official screaming at me. My husband was sitting right next to him. And he was like, it took everything I had. And Marco Rubio, they were pressing him when the lawmakers were on stage before they brought me up to sit with Scott Israel. And Rubio folded on universal background checks and that. I don't dislike Rubio, but I think when the moment happened and strength was required, I think he crumbled. And it's easy to do that. People don't like knowing that they're in a room of others and they're losing favor. But I just think that when you're in that situation, your focus is on the wrong thing. As much as people might hate you for standing for principle, you got to do it anyway. And I love that Donalds was like, nope, that's not what we're doing. Good on him. You guys heard of snitch bot? This is my new favorite thing right now. I'd probably spend at least a couple of hours laughing my head off at this thing. So, in New York, they've rolled out SnitchBot. Literally what it is. It's like a Dalek, basically. It's patrolling city subways and monitoring criminals. They're rolling out several of what they call crime-fighting robots, including one line. It's called the SnitchBot. It's going to patrol Times Square and city subways. They're part of this futuristic equipment that NYPD has already started to pilot to help with policing, said the commissioner. So they also have the Digi Dogs. You seen those things? The $750,000 Digi Dogs. Oh, the terrifying things. Yeah. They got some of those. And then they got the egg-shaped snitch bot. So it can detect people during restricted hours, and it's equipped with more than a dozen microphones. And you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to turn it into a hobo fire. That's exactly what's going to happen, right? It's 5.5 feet high, 400 pounds, and travels at a maximum speed of 3 miles per hour. And it has all these microphones, 360-degree HD camera, sonar and LiDAR sensors. LiDAR has a license plate reader. And it's from a company called Nightscope, and that and the Digi Dog, that's kind of creepy. So they're on the force, and it's for a 7-month rental of a snitch bot. with software. It's approximately $12,250. Oh. And they said it's the... They said the technology is a tool and et cetera. So it doesn't actually fight crime. It just spies on you. Right? And then the Digi Dog has like this telescoping neck. This telescopic neck that goes up. I don't know how to do the thing. It's weird looking. It's like it turns from a dog into it. It's like a headless robot dog, and then it turns into a giraffe. And its legs look like French burglars. I don't know. That's just, I don't know how to say it's creepy. But I've seen these bots. Oh, and then they have this like Lazy Town-esque cartoon Nerf gun that shoots out a comically large tracker on cars if they want to track them. Do you see that? It's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. I mean, I know I should probably be way more suspicious, but it's a damn spy bot. It's basically, it's going to be some hobo's burning fire trash can. That's what's going to happen. But they're not really reliable. And case in point, back in 2017, they had a snitch bot in D.C. There was a snitch bot in D.C. It was on the Georgetown waterfront, right along the Washington Harbor in D.C. Oh, yeah. And the snitch bot had enough of life, rolled into a fountain and drowned itself. That actually happened. One of the employees at the building said our DC office building got a security robot. It drowned itself. We were promised flying cars. Instead, we got suicidal robots. And it literally just rolled right into a damn fountain. It is one of the funniest things. And so I love the picture of these security people standing there with waders on. And they're like, what do we do? And they're just looking at this bot that's floating in the water. But it was a snitch bot. It was a Nightscope snitch bot. It was the exact same bot. So it was, it's literally the exact same bot. So the snitch bot that killed itself in D.C., have they fixed that? Beep, beep. I've had enough of life.
Do we know if that robot worked at all at any time for the Clintons?
Oh, I don't know. That's a really great point.
I think it's important to look into that.
I mean, it legit rolled right into the fountain.
Leave me here. Let me die.
Like, what? And it also... The robot is supposed to beep and whistle to maintain order. Can I be honest about something? I want to throw water at it or something like that. I just don't. I mean, you realize you just made a fun game for criminals, right? Expensive. Oh, man, this is like a sad little Wally. Oh, golly. I just want to make fun of this for the rest of the show. The Digi Dogs are a little bit more terrifying. Have you seen them patrol a street? I saw a video of them. People were taking video of this thing patrolling a street. And its legs look like French burglar legs. Like there's two burglars with a thing on their back. And it's really creepy looking. And it was walking through and these people were recording it. And they said something. And it like straightened itself up. And then its goofy, weird brontosaurus head came out and turned and looked at them. And it was weird. I don't like things that... I don't like, I thought that was your head. And then it, like, there was more of it. It was just terrifying. I do totally want to tip over one of those things. That's going to be the fun game. Tip over the snitch bot. Somebody's going to make a fun game out of that. But I promise you, it's going to be a hobo trash can fire, like, before it's all said and done. American Meat Deliver. As colleges and universities across the country hold their graduations, I'd like to highlight a place where students receive the best classical liberal arts education in America. And when these students graduate, they've studied the great books, the history of Western civilization and of America, and the meaning and history of the Constitution. Can you guess who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Hillsdale College. Hillsdale was founded in 1844 to offer the kind of education needed to preserve civil and religious liberty, and holds true to that mission while refusing to accept one penny of taxpayer funding, not even indirectly, in the form of student grants and loans. Hillsdale students also abide by an honor code, which ensures a unity of purpose and fosters lively, civil, and intelligent debate. See for yourself and learn from Hillsdale for free through their influential Speech Digest in Primus and by taking online courses on American history, the Constitution, and other subjects. Find out more at dana4hillsdale.com. That's Dana 4, F-O-R, Hillsdale. Hillsdale.com. Join the battle over education for our country's future today.
It's time to see the forest through the trees. After the mainstream media's nonstop coverage of the Trump indictment, his 2024 polls continue to surge. Do Democrats in the mainstream media actually want Trump to get the nomination just so he would lose? Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Catch The Dana Show noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on DirecTV Channel 347.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I'm so proud to be here, so proud to be in Louth, so proud to be with, I don't want to ruin the reputation, but
don't do it.
The Carneys are relatives.
Oh my gosh, why does he do that all the time? It's so creepy. So creepy. It's the president in Ireland. He's in Louth. And then he, you know how people say, trust a dog's instinct, unless it's named Cujo, but trust a dog's instinct, right?
That's right.
This dog did not like him. He was in Ireland. He tried to pet this dude's dog. Dog would not have none of it. What? We have the simulcast. But he was not. This dog comes out and he's like, what's going on? And he sees this other guy. Biden comes up and the Biden's like, nope. The dog's like, nope, 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 nope. Barks at him, would not get near him. Ooh.
I trust dogs.
It's a good thing Fed Boys didn't shoot it. I'm sorry to say that out loud. I did. Yay. Good. I'm just saying, trust the dogs, man. Trust the dogs. He's got an issue with dogs. Whatever happened to the dogs that used to live in the White House?
Oh,
remember, one of them had a behavioral issue?
Yep.
He kept biting, apparently, Democrats. Yeah. I'm not even joking you. I swear that's what was happening.
It's an owner problem, not a dog.
It's an owner problem, not a dog problem. And then they had two of them, and I don't know where the other one went. He just disappeared. And no, if that was a Republican, they'd be accusing him of, like, dog abuse at this point. So coming up in our second hour, new developments in the leaker. Who is the leaker of the documents that were really nothing burgers? Everyone's on a quest to find out. And the Associated Press has an update. We'll share that with you. And we got some wokery as well. Oh, Anheuser-Busch is now up to losing $6 billion. And yeah, culture is important. Stick with us. Americans have had it. They're done supporting companies that rake in hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars, while trashing the country that made their success possible. Until recently, we had to take it. But companies like Patriot Mobile are building a whole new economy, one which embraces the values that made America the greatest country on earth. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. Plus, they offer a coverage guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch to a different network for free without changing carriers. With Patriot Mobile, their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call them right now at 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today using offer code Dana. We should stand together and support companies that share our values. patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 878-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 878-PATRIOT.
I'm looking forward to starting right here in Harlem, partnering with city agencies and the local community to ensure our streets, parks, and playgrounds are the best they can be. You'll be seeing a lot of me and a lot less rats.
Ooh, fewer rats.
I like that quote.
Pizza Rat may live in infamy.
Oh, she's better at killing
rats
than she is grandma.
And the conditions that support their thriving will no longer be tolerated in New York City.
Get it!
No more dirty curbs.
Drag them.
Unmanaged spaces.
Drag
or
them.
Brazen burrowing.
Get it.
There's a new sheriff in town.
I was gonna say that!
And with your help, we'll send those rats packing.
Yeah. So that's they literally have a rat czar. That's a thing in New York. It's a rat czar. Snitch bots and rat czars. The future of New York. Come for the dead rats. Stay for the snitch bot. Paid for by New York City Tourism Board. So the... her name is Kathleen Karate. She's a land use expert who's hated rats all her life. That's actually like a thing. I didn't know that was like a qualification. That's how they were introducing her. She was chosen out of 900 applicants in all her life. She's hated rats. Destiny was calling her, you see. No, I didn't say that. She did. Destiny was calling me. She said that. So she said that they're She said it's a symbolic a symbol of systemic issues. Okay, yeah, you know. So they have, they're going to be, she's the rat czar. Comes up, sunglasses on. I half expected to hear spurs, you know. Like, you know, it's it has like all the energy of Rango, the movie. But like with, just there's something about this I love. They're tougher on rats than they are like criminals. That's what gets me. I mean, you have a bodega owner tries to defend himself. Oh, no, you got to go to jail, sir. How dare you stab this poor innocent criminal? But then, oh, there's a rat. Call the rat czar. You're dead, rat. I mean, they need a criminal czar.
Yeah.
They're tougher on rats than they are like actual criminals. I don't even know. Maybe we should start calling criminals rats. I don't know. But she came up, her sunglasses on. Yeah, it's the city of rat czars and snitch bots. In fact, rat czar would be an amazing metal band name. First album, rat czars and snitch bots. I'm just saying. She said that she's going to take on the litter, garbage, and food. I'm not making fun of her. I'm making fun of the way that Democrats in New York react to stuff. Like, it almost seems like it's worse to them that there was a giant rat carrying a slice of pizza up some subway steps. That's a real story. Than the fact that people are prosecuted if they defend themselves against violent criminals trying to kill them. Right? I don't know. Man, I'm waiting for Alvin Bragg to like indict her or something like that. Wait a minute, you're going after the bad thing? I mean, he'll get confused or something. I don't know. So that's she announced a Harlem. I'm just fascinated by this Harlem rat mitigation zone. New York City is a different place. When I was younger, I always thought I wanted to live there. And then I went there for the first time. And everything smelled like pee and pretzels. It really, you know what I'm saying? It's I was like, somebody may have peed right here on the sidewalk, but there's some pretzels over there. I don't know, just very interesting thing. All right, so that's the rat czar. We have the rat czar. Now I got a couple other things to hit here. Steve was telling us that they sold the Commanders. Steve, what was it? How much they'd sell for? Who bought it?
Well, it's an agreement.
It's an agreement to sell them.
Right. Yeah, a Sportico reported it, but the owner of the, he owns the Sixers and the New Jersey Devils, but he bought the Commanders, which is part of Magic Johnson paid for it too. But it's okay. $6 billion.
So exactly the amount that Anheuser-Busch has dropped in value. There you go.
Yeah.
$6 billion. That's crazy. What is the mascot for the Commanders?
What was that pig?
Do we know?
There was a pig that they came out with at like the end of the year last year.
No.
Yeah, no, I forgot his name.
No way.
Major Tutty.
No way.
Yeah, Major Tutty.
Are you, oh my gosh, what? Why? I don't know why I didn't know this. I would have made fun of this a hell of a lot sooner. I feel like behind now. This is so ridiculous. Yeah, Major Tutty, T-U-D-D-Y. He's a pig mascot. So they took the amazing team name and changed it to this, and then changed the, now it's a giant pig.
Yeah, the pig, apparently it's in reference to the Hogs, which was the nickname that was given to the franchise, offensive linemen during the 80s and 90s. So I think they were trying to resurrect something, I guess, from that era. But yeah, it's a little
Major Tutty. Really? So Tutty is football slang for a touchdown, the team said. It still sounds dorky. I'm going to make fun of it. Major Tutty. Go get you some Tutty merchandise. Woo-hey! Tutty, Tutty. That sounds so... I can't stop making fun of this. It's going to happen all the time. Anyone who's dumb, we're going to call him a Tutty now. Just because. I mean, it looks like... He looks like an extra from the Chuck E. Cheese band. Whose band was that? Who was that bear?
Yeah,
the Chuck E. Cheese bear?
Was it Fozzie? It was,
No.
No, what was his name?
No, Chuck E. Cheese. Things I never thought I'd Google on air. Oh, yeah. It's the Munch's Make Believe Band. That's like these Five Nights at Freddy's looking thing. And you go and they demonically play their instruments. There's just weird animatronic things. Anyway, yeah, he looks something like... If I just saw that thing pop up somewhere at night, I'd hit it. It's terrifying looking. Major Tutty. So they go from the Washington Redskins to the Commanders, and then they have Major Tutty.
Well, don't forget the Washington football team. They had that. Remember that little interim year that they just called themselves the WFT?
So ridiculous. Golly. WTF. Yeah, and this is better than apparently what they had it. So they try, I don't know. I just want to, everything is stupid. Everything is so stupid. All right, so this couple of things. Let me look at this. Is we've had the Anheuser-Busch story. Now it's up to $6 billion that they've lost in valuation. And this, now apparently the company is throwing their frat boy VP. Remember, she was like, she had said that, well, we have to change the fratty behavior. And then all of these photos came out of her partying, doing beer bongs, doing shots out of prophylactics. No joke. All this stuff comes out. And so it's been disastrous. Apparently, sources within the company say their senior executives were unaware of the campaign. And they said that behind the scenes, there was no one aware that that was happening. They said the campaign was taken by a low-level marketing staffer, and that the VP, they've just thrown her under the bus. They said it was a mistake. I just think that, how do you not get fired? I don't want them to fire her because of this. I only want her to be fired if she's bad. And it seems like she's kind of bad. Just saying. Yeah, their market capitalization has dropped nearly $6 billion in the past 10 days. It's a 5% decline. And they're remaining silent because they're trying to, I don't know, it's bad. You know what gets me is you got some people out there who are, and I understand what they're saying. There's some folks out there who are like, oh, who cares? It's just, you know, this. But that's the thing. I love the people who think that history began when they were born. Some of the natcons that get out there. We got to stop. We can't focus on this. We have to focus on all the other stuff. Dude, you realize that one of the reasons that we are in this position is because conservatives for years didn't. We tried that. They didn't focus on cultural issues. And look where it led. We tried that stuff. And this is kind of one of them. It's because it would be just as offensive if this was a white dude in blackface trying to reach out to the black community and acting in a stereotypical, like trying to act like what he thinks black people look like or act like. Like mimicking or trying to engage in, you know, I guess things that he's seen in movies or something like that. Any kind of like really, like insensitive, like replication of, I don't know, like a language or anything else. It would be like him wearing blackface and then pretending to be a gangster and then selling bud. But because he's what, cosplaying as a woman and he's in woman face, it's okay. But it would be bad if he was in blackface. I mean, it is an appropriation and not a celebration because he is making, it's a caricature of women, and a company is using an offensive caricature of women, and it is sexist because it's coming out at a time when women are being shoved out of our own sports. And it is incredibly controversial, and it is ridiculous. Look, I'm going to tell you know who created sexism? Progressive men created sexism. The whole reason that women got ticked off and decided to do what they did is because there were some progressive fuds out there who decided that they didn't want to treat their women according to biblical standards, so women had enough. That's who did it. And they're doing it again, and you got some conservative dudes out there who are trying to be influencers in the conservative sphere saying, no, 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 it's okay. Shut up, sons. Sit down. Again, these are the same people who think history began the day we were born. It didn't. You able to grow a full beard yet? It didn't. I think it's completely appropriate and worthy to fight over. Because it's nuts. So they've lost, pun intended. It's $6 billion. And I don't know how they were playing the victim yesterday. We talked about that with the Clydesdales. Yesterday it was $5 billion. Today it's $6 billion. What do you think it's going to be by next week, Kane?
$8.
What are they going to do? Like, how do you... Because this dude is with Oil of Olay. He's got, I mean, the guy was like selling tampons. Like, where do you put them? I mean, do you put them up your rectum? Like, how are you using tampons? You're a dude. If you've got any other, you know, orifice down there, you might need to see medical attention. Oh, that's offensive, but what he's doing isn't? Mm-mm. It's true, though. It's worth having this fight over. You have fat activists in New York City. I don't even know what that is. What is the... We're going to have to talk more about this after headlines, but just to put it on your plate, a little snack. New York is considering a bill to ban what they call weight discrimination. It's New York Times. They said that they want to make sure that people don't get the wrong perception about fat people, that you're lazy or unable to work, blah, blah, blah. I think that you're literally the only one fueling that, by the way. So they have... Like, for instance, they say you can be fired for being overweight. Should New York change that? And it gets into this story that it talks about obesity and health issues, et cetera. And I don't know who is fired for, like, being fat. I mean, I know people fired because they don't do their jobs. But if you're doing your job and you're making money for your boss, then no one's going to fire you. Good grief. Get snitchbot on it, right?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So we have some breaking news in the case of the leaker. Boy, this happened as we were just talking really fast compared to the SCOTUS leaker. So BBC says that the alleged source of the intel leak has been named by the media. Is the New York Times said that the paper said he's a 21-year-old member of the intel wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. The name of the individual that they're putting out there, Jack Teixeira. And the FBI has not, I don't think, officially ID'd it, but this is one of the things that's out there. They know that he was a young man, and he was, like, what they were saying, maybe Marines or Air Force, or they were trying to figure out what, possibly. But that's some of the latest with that. And, of course, one of the big things from the leaked documents was that while it had been reported that we suspected that and we kind of figured this isn't actually, like, really, really shocking. But Russia says China had agreed to secretly provide weapons. That's one of the leaks that came out that kind of confirmed that. I mean, we're going to talk here coming up as to whether or not we're in, like, a undeclared World War III at this point, because I'm going to be so mad. That's going to just blow. Teixeira, thank you. Jack Teixeira, Steve. So we have a lot more on the way, including the latest with this, the riots in Paris. They stormed a Louis Vuitton, apparently. They're not done. After BlackRock, they're going at everybody. Stay here.
YouTube, Facebook, or DirecTV. If you're looking for the number one afternoon host in the country, you've found her. Download the podcast every day to catch up. The Dana Show.
Ultimately, though, everything else you see this administration doing is accelerating the push to clean. And know that we are in a transition. So you can't just flip a switch and go from a fossil fuel energy country to a renewable energy country. That's just not possible because the technology is not ready. The infrastructure is not ready. So it's a transition. That's why the goal is to get to a net zero carbon emitting economy by 2050. That's still years ahead.
Yeah, but it's too close still. We're not ready. We won't be. That's Jennifer Granholm, who somehow qualified to head the energy department. I have no idea how. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. It's the Green New Energy Deal is a way for the left to make us reliant upon China and subservient to them. That is the entire point of the Green New Deal. It's not about the planet. It's not about climate. It's not about any of those things, because if it were about any of those things, their objectives would actually work to reduce output that affect said things. I mean, we've discussed on the show ad nauseum the environmental damage done to just the earth with the rare earth element mining. There's no clean extraction. It's incredibly dangerous. It's carcinogenic. And there's a limited supply. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. Bottom of this second hour. And now, this is, I mean, there's a number of things to hit here. Because we got this story as well. We're going to get into whether or not there's boots on the ground. One more point about the Granholm audio soundbite is that I don't know how she thinks this is going to, you're talking about making us more reliant upon China. We imported $80 billion just in cell phones and other household goods alone from China in 2022. You're talking about increasing that 11-fold with green energy. I mean, that's exactly what, yeah, it's exactly what it is. So it's dangerous. Dangerous. The whole point is to make us subservient to them. And this administration is going along with it because they get paid. See, their motivation isn't the principle of freedom. Their motivation is getting paid. That's all the green energy deal is. It's not, it's a joke. It's not green. I refuse to go along with this theater. It's not. It's you know, it's a tax on stupidity is what it is. I really do believe that. You want to spend $10,000? Look, if you want to get an electric vehicle, fine. I'm not going to sit here. Don't tell me it's for the environment. The increased cost of an electric vehicle over a gas vehicle is a tax on stupidity. Moving on. I said what I said. Moving on. Do we have boots on the ground in Ukraine? Apparently, we do. Now, this is something that I think has been discussed. And there is, we also at the same time have an IG, Defense Department IG is quietly investigating Ukrainian corruption. But now it looks like there are Western forces on the ground in Ukraine. In what capacity? Combat capacity? Is it, you know, for training for the weaponry that was sent over? It does not look like there is inevitable escalation. Apparently, what is it? The leak had said that there were, which some people had been wondering about it already. There were like 14 or a contingent of fewer than 100 special operations personnel from NATO forces, France, America, Britain, and Latvia. And that was from The Guardian. Only 14 of them apparently are American. So it's not really a lot. I mean, it's not, you know, like the 2,500 residual force that was in Iraq. It's not a lot. And I do wonder if it's like for training purposes? Is it for, because they received a bunch of munitions, et cetera, and weaponry, is it for teaching them how to use those? I mean, I think that's something that should be absolutely asked, because whether or not there are only 14 Americans and it's a joint thing with other NATO nations, the president of the United States has to seek an authorized use of military force and from Congress. Anything beyond that is unconstitutional, a grounds for impeachment. That's true. I don't ever talk about like impeachment lightly, but that is an impeachable offense. So I think we deserve answers on this. Whether we'll get them, I don't know. So if there are boots on the ground, only 14 are American, the rest are NATO. At this point, does it matter if 14 are American? Because it's a NATO, regardless, it's considered NATO boots. Right? This old, barely sentient geezer is going to toddler stomp us into World War III. This plus, you have the, I tweeted about this yesterday. You have China that, you know, China's entertaining Brazil's president right now. right after Emmanuel Macron left to go back to France and the rioting, the rioters there stormed a Louis Vuitton office because, like, the head of that company or whatever that is affiliated also with BlackRock, this is all about the pension reform, apparently got himself, like, a nice raise or something. I don't know. So they stormed a Louis Vuitton. After they took over a BlackRock office, now they're storming some shops. Emmanuel Macron goes back to that. Brazil's president is now in Beijing, apparently arrived yesterday to visit with Xi Jinping. You know, they're just going to talk about, like, friendly stuff, like trade and things like that. This is also very conveniently right after Brazil also said that, you know, they're not going to recognize Taiwan as its own sovereign entity anymore. They're not even going to mess around with any kind of ambiguity. So you have Saudi Arabia and Iran and Russia and China forming this weird axis. Brazil sniffing around. They have Belt and Road initiatives in a number of countries, particularly all of the countries that are not China that have resources for green deals, for green products, quote unquote green. And I understand that, you know, it's significant to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. But I also think that that kind of, if that's the first big trip that he's taken in a while, he doesn't take questions from the press. He's always cloistered in Delaware. It doesn't seem like he's doing a singular damn thing. And his VP definitely doesn't either. She goes over and visits African nations and stomps all over, just falls all over herself with her remarks. This is a very serious problem. It just makes me think more and more 2024 is it. So are we going to get any questions, do you think, from the press about boots on the ground in Ukraine? Even if 14 of them. They say that Lula, who's Brazil's president, Lula da Silva, he arrived in China. He's meeting with Xi today. They're pushing for peace in Ukraine. But that's, I agree with some of what some of these China watchers have said, that that's a veneer. Talking about peace in Ukraine, that's not even, it's just a ploy. You know, Xi Jinping put out this 12-point peace plan. Brazil is China's biggest trading partner. And they're expected to sign, Lula leaves tomorrow, they're expected to sign 20 bilateral agreements. It's part of the nation's return to the world stage to help mediate this. That's what Lula wants Brazil and China and other nations to do that. It's that the BRIC nations. And so I don't think there's a lot more than just trade here, especially after Brazil is not one of those that has said that they would provide any kind of arms, you know, to Ukraine. It's the other Western nations that are being relied on to do that. And apparently, you know, according to some of the documents that have been leaked, some of these other nations aren't as keen as they want the United States to do it. You have Emmanuel Macron, who is an absolute wiener. He goes over to China. He gets completely humiliated by Xi Jinping. He sits here and says, we can't follow the Americans. Comes out that, you know, apparently diplomats from the United States are having to beg this moron. Hey, you wanted us to get involved in here and you're blaming us if we don't get involved all the way. Can you please send more arms there? Again, once again, Europe is expecting the United States to wipe its backside. This is one of the other reasons why I don't want to help people who don't want to help themselves. And now you have propaganda machines. Brazil doesn't want to sell them arms. You know why? Because all of the stupidity that's happening is allowing China to influence Brazil at this point. So they're not, there's no defensive aid that they're providing to Ukraine. Falls on Western nations to do it. Xi Jinping privately, very quietly giving arms to Russia. I know some have said that we're kind of already in a World War III. It just hasn't been fully acknowledged. I don't know if I'm ready to say that, though. But none of this looks good. And then I look at what's going on ahead of the 2024 primary. And I look at how Republicans are acting, and I want to throw things. Everybody's slap fighting over tribalism in a primary. If we, I mean, at this, I mean, honestly, if Republicans become their own worst enemy in the primary, and I mean everybody, not just people in the party, and they end up shooting themselves in the foot when they have a crazy bench, crazy good bench, all kinds of good potential, and they end up shooting themselves in the foot, that's it. Smod come, because I'm done. Done with that party. I'll be, and we deserve it. We deserve it. That party deserves it. Insane. I see these attack ads, for instance, that air on Fox all the damn time from a damn Trump pack going on and on about DeSantis, who apparently, it's weird, because there was one Republican congressional member who said, who was quoted as saying that, you know, there are some people who just want to, they just want to run. They just want to run their state. Some governors that just want to run their state, and they want to build up, you know, a Republican coalition. Lou Barletta is a Republican out of Pennsylvania. He goes, it's refreshing to see someone who cares about governing and doesn't care about getting elected to the next office first. He was talking about DeSantis. Media is trying to rush him to jump into this. And you have operatives, and I know some of them, operatives on the right who are trying to help the media rush him to rush into this. This is going on, and while all of this other stuff, we're arranging deck chairs on the Titanic while the world burns. This is why I hate being, I will absolutely not get involved in all the Republican Party fawning and everything else. That party can be just as stupid as the Democrats. And a lot of their sycophants can be just as stupid as the Democrats. I see these attack ads. When the hell did we start attacking other Republicans who are actually doing a good job with leading in conservatism? When did we start doing that? I didn't realize we were so damn rich in wins that we could do that. I didn't realize that the United States was in such a good place economically and domestically and in foreign policy and in trade and in taxes that we can actually sit here and just and start going after some of the actual fighting conservative constitutional members of this ideology that we have. Who knew? Yeah, I don't have anything nice to say. I see, you know who does that? The left. If it's not advancing the goal down the field, it's a distraction. If it's a distraction, it's an opponent. And if it's an opponent, it's a political enemy. And never, ever make enemies out of allies, because those will be some of the people who stick the shiv in the deepest.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this comes from the Villages. The Villages. A man with brass knuckles and fentanyl was arrested at the Home Depot in Lady Lake. An asset protection specialist at the store contacted police about 4 p.m. on Monday after noticing suspicious behavior from 32-year-old Michael Collado, who is homeless, according to an arrest report from the Lady Lake Police Department. Collado, who was arrested last year at Kohl's and at the Save-A-Lot, was stopped by an officer on the sidewalk outside of Home Depot. A search of his backpack turned up syringes of meth, a small bag that contained fentanyl, and a pair of brass knuckles. He was arrested on charges of possession of a concealed weapon, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, and was booked at the Lake County Jail on $4,000 bond, where he still resides. There you go, right? Brass knuckles and fentanyl. A fat man on a motorized scooter stole a purse in Port St. Lucie. This comes by way of CBS Channel 12. Police are looking for a thief on a motorized scooter in Port St. Lucie. Investigators say that the man stole a woman's purse from a shopping cart outside of Bravo, a supermarket. When police viewed the video, they could see the elderly, overweight man leaving the store on a scooter very slowly. Somehow no one, how could you not chase him down in a scooter? He swiped a purse and then scooted over to his car before getting in and drive away. I would have ninja kicked him off that damn scooter is what I would have done. He drove away in a white BMW. You're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. A U.S. airman was killed by an MMA fighter in a brawl outside of a Florida bar. Davon Leary, 31, he was punched once, and that was it. The individual whom he was fighting has had some advanced fighting training at MMA. They said that they're still kind of talking to some of the witnesses there. But yes, the other guy was confirmed as an MMA fighter. Tomorrow we'll talk about how a guy was climbing a tree like Tarzan after a police chase, and another guy fell out of one and then also ran. Yeah, stay with us.
In the last 20 years, the U.S. had a GDP shortfall of $16 trillion due to discrimination against Black Americans. If we closed our racial gaps, we could add another $5 trillion to GDP over just the next 5 years. And in case you're wondering, that's not my math. That's according to Citibank. We all benefit when every community has the chance to thrive.
What in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch hell did I just listen to? That's Susan Rice. She's getting roasted for this, by the way. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Your Whiskey Tango Foxtrot curmudgeon here. You can listen coast to coast. Sign up for the newsletter, chapter and verse. She's saying that racism has cost the U.S. $16 trillion.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know what, Kane? I mean, I did the math. This is amazing. I don't know if you knew this. I did the math on this. Not giving me $1 billion cost our country $20 trillion.
Holy cow.
Deficit $20 trillion.
Why couldn't they have just given you the billion?
You know, I was wondering about that myself, but you
sounds
know, we
so costly to not give you
those
that
Republicans,
billion.
Though,
yeah,
right, with the racisms and sexisms and
damn
stuff.
It.
It's $16 trillion because of the racisms. Huh. It was weird because, first off, nobody really wanted to applaud for that, and she's at the Al Sharpton Group, the National Action Network. That's his group. You know, Al Sharpton, the guy who made the Juicy Couture velour tracksuit a thing before Paris Hilton. And so, really, in the reality of this, if you consider the cost to the economy of progressive policies, I would say that's probably $1,100 trillion that it reduced with progressive policies. I mean, I did the math. It's amazing.
It's not just you saying that.
Yeah. I mean, if she hates the economy so bad, then get out of it. Don't participate in it. Well, no, that's not what I mean. Surely she didn't get any kind of money for giving a speech, because that would mean she's participating in that super racist economy. Yeah. I mean, you don't want that. Come on. Like, get that made, you know, don't accept, because the money, everything, it's all racist then, right? Don't get any of the money. When you consider CRT. And I thought this was so brilliant. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I am. I thought never was something so brilliantly captured. The latest Beavis and Butthead movie, when they were told over and over again in their college class that they were the recipients of white privilege. You're special because you're white. You got all this stuff because you're white. It's your privilege. And you're told this. I mean, it sounds shockingly like what the Klan would tell people. And so then they go out and they're like, oh, yes, we got white privilege. And so they just, you know, get into traffic accidents, do all this, you know, vandalism. And it's because, you know, they have the white privilege. When you realize that you're literally breeding division and injecting racism by promoting that, which is a racist theory. You're literally telling someone that they're special because of their skin color. It amazes me that the left doesn't see this. They really don't. I think this is one of the things that they're genuinely too dumb to recognize. But that's what they're telling people. That's what she's celebrating here. She's like, if, you know, we could have added $11 trillion to this if we, because it's all the racisms. It's just crazy that it happened this way. I mean, I can't believe it. It's just really something else. Just, man. Yeah, and they tell girls that they can't compete with men. all of that stuff. We're seeing the same thing with wokery. We're seeing all of this. I don't know. Now, speaking of the leaks, we were talking about that earlier. The New York Times apparently showed up at this dude's door before the FBI. Did you know that? Interesting. They are looking for the person who shared classified U.S. intelligence revealing government secrets about the war, Ukraine war. So they're looking for this guy. They've his pictures out there, everything. They found his social media, all of it. Jack Tashara. He was apparently in the 102nd Intel Wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. So I'm curious as to why the leak. Why? And apparently one of the person's friends, one of his friends from their Discord community, was saying that he just wanted to inform his friends as to what was going on. I mean, that's kind of more than our government's told us. Right. I actually want to know, because the leak did show that we have 14 troops on the ground in Ukraine, which I don't think that's an escalation. I think that that's training, honestly. There are other NATO nations, though, that have boots on the ground. But if they're combat, did Biden secure authorized use of military force from Congress? See, I want to know that kind of stuff, because I feel like President Unity McCheese Brain is just pushing the nation into this World War III scenario. I mean, and going in Ireland, and did you see the Daily Mail describe them as teetotalers? Him and Hunter. Meanwhile, you have Joe Manchin, who went over there. I so want to say what is in my head about what I think of this, but I would get in so much trouble and it would go viral and in the worst way possible. But, you know, Kane, it had to do with, that's what it was. Yeah. Manchin tweets, quote, "In my lifetime, I've never seen the United States of America in a more just war." Wait, what? He says, "Our purpose is to defend freedom and fight for democracy. And that's why we're supporting Ukraine every step of the way as they defend their country and their way of life." You didn't vote, though. I mean, is he just... when he says a just war, is he just talking about the one that he's watching in which we are not involved? Yeah. Or is he saying that we are involved in this without any kind of congressional vote or declaration? Because I'd ride over that. I totally would. That's rideable. I mean, what a suck up. This is where it just gets really weird. Because there were all of these stories. There's stories about corruption and about where the money is going, who's, you know, getting this, where, you know, how much money is being skimmed off stuff. There's no accountability from anything. None. Like, there's a story that was discussing how there were questions surrounding, you know, how much Zelensky or generals were getting from the... some of the money that was coming in from Western nations. We got a lot of questions here that I think we need answered. I question sometimes too. I understand that countries have to have their propaganda, but you can't forget the time that, when was it? When Poland got hit, remember Poland got hit by a missile and Zelensky was out there telling everyone it was Russia? Russia had hit Poland with a missile. It was a missile. It was Russia. Russia did it. Oh, and was trying to make it as though it was an attack on NATO and he wanted NATO action. And then it turned out that it was actually a Ukrainian air defense missile that hit Poland and not Russia. So I'm going to full pause here. This is how stupid American debate has become. Simply by saying that, you'll have people out there going, "Why are you taking Russia's side?" Because I just noted that, and it was confirmed later that it was a Ukrainian air defense missile that hit Poland and not a missile from... Do you realize that not wanting to respond to a false casus belli for war, a false call for war, is not the same thing as agreeing with Russia? I remember this too. Do you remember this? It's it's not this. It's completely different. But he was out there running around telling everybody that. I mean, that's, you know, that's the truth of it. There was a story that came out too. Let me pull this up. This was a New York Times piece. Here's the headline. And this was published just a little bit ago. Miscommunication nearly led to Russian jet shooting down British spy plane. Recently leaked intel documents called the incident last year a near shoot down. Officials said it was more serious than originally reported. I know. Very interesting. So apparently, the Russian pilot misinterpreted what a radar operator on the ground was saying to him and thought that he had permission to fire, according to the New York Times piece. The missile did not launch properly. He actually locked onto the British aircraft and fired, but the missile did not launch properly. And that was according to two U.S. defense officials. And that was one of the things that came out. So can you imagine how, I mean, that's just, that's a great way to screw up and knock everybody into World War III. Just unbelievable. We got morons everywhere. Then there's a story about the Biden transcript from this speech. I'm pulling this up. A couple of places that have this. There's an official transcript from the White House. And when Biden does not have a teleprompter, like when he was meeting embassy families and firefighters in Dublin, he was asked... He was asked by a child in the crowd about his tips for success. This is the transcript. I'm going to read it because we played the video, but it was. So Hunter Biden goes in the back. He's got a question. POTUS, what's your question? Child, what's the top step to success? What's the top what?
Step to success.
What's the top step to success?
Yes.
Oh, well, making sure that we all don't have COVID. What are we talking about here?
Like,
Hunter Biden, if you can, what's the key to success? Oh, what's the key to success? Oh my gosh. And then he goes on, I don't know what the hell he's saying here. It's so crazy. It is so nuts. Yeah, play this. But to read it and to see it, the transcript is even goofier.
What's the top step to success? Or making sure that we don't all have COVID? What are you talking about?
To success. Like, what's the key to success?
Because the key to success. You know what I found out the key to success is? And I'm not sure I'm the best guy to explain it. These guys can say it. The key to success is whenever you disagree with someone, it's okay to question their judgment, whether they're right or wrong. But it's never okay to question their motive.
What? Really? He goes, then if you question your motive, you'll never be able to agree. And then he goes, he went on and on. He goes, just tell you, instead of saying I just didn't, just tell you why. I disagree with you because of the following things. And he goes on and on. He goes, I learned that lesson a long time ago. I say to all the embassy folks, too, I learned that a long time ago. There was a guy named Jesse Helms from North Carolina. Hunter has to chime in. North. The president. North Carolina. And he was a very conservative guy who was very, very, very not very crazy about African Americans when he got here. He was all, we had fights. And then he said that, then he started talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act. I don't even understand what's happening here.
These kids are like, what the hell?
These kids are going, what in the world is the matter with you? Like, oh, I'm not even done. Because then he went into the story about Jesse Helms in Rally, and there was a photograph of a young man on crutches, and he was 16 years old with braces. Steel crutches. And he goes, and I said, what would you do? And it was an advertisement for an orphanage. And it said, all I want is someone to take me for Christmas and love me. This is all the stuff that he's telling to the kids. I'm not, I swear to you, hands to sky, I'm being totally serious.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. We got to get moving, but there's even more from that.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So they weren't able to cancel J.K. Rowling, obviously. She's got Harry Potter going to the television screen, and she's apparently going to be working with HBO Max and Discovery. They've had this new service called Max, and Warner Brothers is bringing the Harry Potter series to TV. She's part of it. And the media keeps trying to ask the franchise creator and the guy over at Max about, she said she's transphobic. She literally just said women exist. And they tried to cancel her for that. But she couldn't because she's got blanky money. And that's what happens. Core inflation is still sky high, according to a new report. Of course it is. Prices on goods, excluding energy and food, rose by 6% year over year in March, according to the latest BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation report released Tuesday. CPI, the broad measure of prices of everyday goods, rose 5% on an annual basis in March. So it's still happening, obviously. And a male player disguised as a woman at a Kenya chess tournament cheated and won. Was it cheating, though? Anymore? Stay with us.
Whether you just want to stay informed or just hear her vent about all the ridiculousness in the world, make sure to download the Dana Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Voters are not going to allow politicians to stand by and do nothing. What you saw in Tennessee with this just overwhelming show of support from kids and parents to back up those Tennessee lawmakers to demand change, that's happening all over the country. And so there'll be more action at the federal level. There'll be increasing pace of action at the state level. It's not going to all happen at once, but we've reached a point where nothing is not an option.
Well, that's the issue. It's not like nothing. I mean, there's a I don't know why they always say that unless you do what we're demanding that you do, then we're going to classify everything else as being nothing. That's not an acceptable comparison or trade. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash here. That was Nancy Pelosi's whipping boy, Chris Murphy, who was pushing on whether it's, you know, a diminishment of red flag with or diminishment of due process with red flag laws, etc. That's what they keep pushing for. And they won't even acknowledge evil. Every single time we've had this discussion, you know, there is no actual acknowledgement or discussion of the fact that evil exists. And I think one of the reasons why they just can't talk about that as separate from mental health is because then it actually gives even more validity to the arguments made by average, everyday, law-abiding Americans that they would like to be able to protect themselves from said evil, which is, you know, exists among us. Doesn't work for them. Air National Guardsman Jack Tashara was arrested in these intelligence leaks. That was quick. By the way, who leaked in the Dobbs case? Do we know yet?
We don't know.
Oh, no.
Still don't know.
Got that manifesto from Nashville?
Still don't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the individual who was accused of leaking all this U.S. intel doc, this doc dump, it's called the biggest national security breach in the past 10 years. They found his home in Massachusetts. Apparently, the New York Times got there before the police did. And he was stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. And the classified pages were posted on a Discord channel. And they spread when some on that channel decided to post them to the bigger channel, the Minecraft Earth Map. And so there was sensitive information, but not surprising information. I think the biggest thing that came out maybe was there were, you know, maybe two things: that the reports of suspicion that China was supplying arms to Russia, that was confirmed in it. And then the 14 American troops on the ground with other NATO troops, which in what capacity, that wasn't explained. How he got this stuff and why. I think why is what everybody's kind of fascinated with. But apparently, the documents were, because they were photographs of the documents. It wasn't actually like the documents themselves. They were photographs of the documents. And John Kirby said the other day that, the ones where it talks about the United States surveilling our allies, that's doctored. It's not. I don't think that's, I don't know. So it's just wild. He was known, his handle was Jack the Dripper. Jack the Dripper. I think that everyone, you know what I would do for like a week if I was in an elected office? If I was president, I'd send an executive order just for like a day. everybody had to be known as the very first handle they ever used on the internet. Very first thing that you used on the internet. That's what you have to be known as. Yeah. What was yours? You remember?
I don't remember. I think I started Twitter with the Indio Radio thing that I have now. I don't think it's ever been anything else.
Steve, did you have an embarrassing handle that you started with?
We're talking about just Twitter or like instant message, like AIM?
Anything on the internet.
Yeah, I was a big hockey fan growing up, so I liked Jeremy Roenick for the Flyers, so it was Flyer Fan 67.
Aw, like that's normal.
Right.
There's nothing I can make fun of with that. Juan?
No.
No?
No, nothing from Juan.
No,
What was yours? Was it embarrassing?
No, actually, I kept mine consistent all throughout my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really annoying and pretentious and stupid, but I kept it. I always went as Catalyst. Online, yeah, literally from like the time I like first got the Webernets, you know, when it had that, I'd be in high school sitting in my just talking all kinds of smack like online. That's
Trinity,
what I was
from the race or from the Matrix.
Oh yeah,
Trinity.
So I was Catalyst. Nice. That's what I was. That's it. So I know it's kind of lame, but not. I passed a law everybody for a day just to humble everybody. You got to go as your first handle that you used. In any capacity on the internet. I think this is going to be worse for Gen Xers than anybody else.
Right.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for Gen. Be bad for Gen X.
Right. Ooh, I'm putting a tweet out from @DanaLashRadio, which is our show Twitter account that you should follow.
Don't you dare. What?
No, I'm going to ask people for their first social media handle.
Oh yeah, I'm fascinated by this.
Oh man.
Man. One of my friends, hers was My Hams. And that would just be hysterical. It was like My Hams 79 or something like that. The year she was born. Like that would be. That's just. Hello, Mrs. My Hams 79. Like what? Oh man. So anyway, I would do that. Just so there was. So that his was Jack the Dripper. Oh man, I love. Okay, sidebar. I'm getting off track, but why are people freaking out? Is Meta still a thing?
I don't think so.
Do people realize that it's just The Sims Part 5000? Right?
Second life.
I had people literally telling me, Dana, you're going to have a presence on Meta. And I'm like, that is cringy AF. No, I'm not going to do that. You normie. I'm not going to sit here and be on Meta. No, you've got to have Meta. Because there's this account that, okay, I don't even know why I'm telling you guys all this so bad. So my oldest son was the one who introduced me to this. But it's just this dude called Daniel. He's like the funniest dude I've ever. He's very he's very passive aggressive. And he trolls all these people who play all these games. And his favorite thing to do is to like bust up in their Sims world. And just, you know, he makes fun of them in a very smart way. Like, for instance, he was in this one Sims world where I guess people could be things that they weren't. And he realized that this little girl was actually an old man who chose a little girl representation. He's like, wait, why are you an old man as a little girl? And his name's Daniel, and he trolls all these. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I've spent an inordinate amount of time watching these things. Anyway. But I had people telling me like, yeah, Meta's going to be, you know, got to have Meta. You got to have a storefront Meta. I'm like, no. You're missing something here. Okay, so my generation was the generation that like launched The Sims, okay? That was cringy as all get out. It's a bunch of, I'm sorry if you do it. I'm just going to say, it's a bunch of dorks that have difficulty socializing with people in real life. And apparently going by all of Daniel's videos, they're all super elderly. And they get on Sims and they dress like, you know, whores and weirdos and animals. And they sell things like dinosaurs and they do mermaid stuff. I don't even know. It's so weird. It's so weird. And they create houses. They like live online. That's what Meta is. Meta is that. It's so dorky. I was shocked when they announced that. I was like, you're Mark Zuckerberg. You're supposed to be a little bit more forward thinking than this. This is The Sims. That's what it is. It's The Sims. Or what is the Second Life? It's Second Life. There was a girl I knew who I didn't like, and she was really into Second Life. And she would say that there was like some kind of event. She was this is in college. It was like some kind of event, and she was like, "We're gonna also broadcast it on Second Life, and everyone can come and attend." I'm like, "That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." Actually, I mean Second Life more than The Sims, but they're both the same. Let's be honest. I just can't. You know, why would you do that when you could just like play Warhammer and go and slay, you know, a bunch of rats? Like, why couldn't, you know? Have you started Vermintide yet?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I got to switch over to the, I got my elf all powered up, and I got to switch over to the Fire Lady. I got to get her all powered up and jacked.
People just tuning in have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I know. See, this is what they, podcast companies are terrified of me doing. We had people who came up and they're like, we want you to do a standalone podcast. And I'm like, great, let's talk about playing games and anime. And they're like, oh my gosh, no. What? And I never heard from them again. Actually happened. Real story. You were on the call. Yeah, you were on the call. But that would be fun. No, I'm saying couch co-op. What are you doing? Like, get you some Vermintide. What in the world? I got to get my Sienna lady up. All right, so I know we were talking about some actual real things here. That's an actual real thing. Let's talk about all this other garbage. So the I still can't get around the Biden transcript. Remember, I was telling you everything I read there was real. I'm going to put that in your I'm just going to put it, you know, in your email prep. I did a note at Substack, my first note, because they have notes there, too. There's too many things to be on, and it's annoying, so I'm going to try to do it if I can. But the Substack, I'm going to put this in your email prep for you subscribers. Just read it. And then when you're done reading it, you're going to feel like you're somehow like your brain needs oxygen or something. It's just very. All right. Now it's tax month. This is the month I hate. I hate the month of April because this is the government theft of your income month. Right. Do you remember when the administration was saying, we're not going to go after the billionaires, or we're only going after billionaires and millionaires. They're going to pay their fair share. That's what the IRS agents are going after. Well, as it turns out, starting next year, a new IRS rule is going to require anyone that earns over $600 on any payment app, like Venmo, whatever. You got to get a 1099, and the old threshold was earning $20,000 over 200 transactions. So now it's $600. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will say it in pig Latin. I old te uye ose. We did.
Isn't aso say, not ose?
Ose?
It's aso, right?
So?
Aso, yeah. No. No, say.
Oh. Say, what? This is turning into some Abbott Costello stuff. What?
Who's up first?
What? I don't know. We just turned into two Bidens talking to each other. Golly. So this, by the way, that dog, the Irish president's dog.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his name, but I love it. They have his name and a good picture of him. He was that was the dog that barked at Biden. Just FYI, I just saw that. But back to my original point with the taxes. So remember, they said, no, these agents are just going to go. Poor Juan's all over the place. I just saw the tweet fly up and I'm like, oh, dog. So all of these people, everybody was told, no, they're only going to go after the rich. They're only going to go after the rich. Oh, no, they're coming for you. Do you sell stuff on Etsy? Ooh, I see you out there selling your crochet kits. I see you out there selling your embroidery. I started getting into embroidery. I see you out there selling your stuff. You're going to be filling out a 1099 here in the US of A. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Like, my hairstylist does stuff on Venmo. I'm like, you know, what if we just don't use the apps? What if it's just cash? I give you a donation.
Don't you send, like, your kids every now and again money through apps like that? Like, I use Cash App and
Venmo
and stuff.
Ooh, you bring up a really good point.
And what am I going to be taxed? Or are they going to be taxed on the money I'm sending them just because, you know, birthday, whatever?
Dude, I'm ready to dump tea in the harbor.
That's crazy.
I'm ready to dump tea in the harbor. What? Would it apply to, like, if you Apple Pay? Like, you give your kid $100. Apple Pay your kid $100.
They received $100.
What? This is...
Just saying.
I'm telling you. That Irish president's dog is all of us.
To catch up on all the headlines and crazy wokery, download the Dana Show podcast and get Dana's perspective on the Dana Show.
Let's go from big fat loser to big fat liar, Tim, because Republicans and right-wing media are now calling for a boycott of Budweiser, Bud Light, because of an endorsement they had with a transgender influencer. For fact's sake, for our audience's sake,
for fact's sake, that's right,
Anheuser-Busch is not a woke company. Anheuser-Busch, just like most companies, they give money to conservatives, they give money to liberals, they support.
Golly, for fact's sake, Stephanie, it's right.
Here's fact. It was a bad business decision.
Yeah, and you know, it was. And even the VP who was behind it said that it was, they, you know, the one who was doing the shots of adult nectar out of a prophylactic cane. She was the one who was saying that she didn't like the fratty culture of... or the fratty aesthetic of Budweiser. Only a woman would think that it's Bud Light that's fratty. I'm sorry, but it's true. I joke, I'm like, that's what you wash your beer glasses in. And then someone's like, I wouldn't even let that touch my beer glasses. Oh my gosh. So all of this, meanwhile, Biden's in Ireland. We got the guy, the leaker. They found him real quick. Whew. They found him real fast. He's been arrested. They're going to have a field day with us. Jack Teixeira and the intel leaks. The New York Times was at his house quicker than he was. And we were talking about the handle that he had, Jack the Dripper. So Steve had asked, I know we got to get moving, but Steve had asked for people's handles. Like what was, because some of them are so embarrassing, especially if you're Gen X. It's so funny. Somebody said he was Sir Pimp-a-Lot. I love it. Someone else goes, nice try, Fed. All right. Kane's today's stupidity.
All right. It's President Biden. He's in Ireland, and he's threatening all of us with a good time. Listen to this.
Thank you all very much. And I'm not going home. I'm staying here.
Oh, he's not going home. He's going to stay there in Ireland. Don't threaten us with a good time.
Yeah. See, I literally thought you were like saying crack. C-R-A-I-C. Crack, because that's like you would say, like, what's the crack?
For
that's
fact's
like
for sake, Dana. Fun.
I know. For fact's sake, King. Tell you what. All right, folks. I will be back with you tomorrow. Sign up for the newsletter Substack over at Substack Chapter and Verse. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. Like and subscribe. We're going to finish out the week tomorrow. Maybe Smod will join us.